This circular ceramic plate measures 10.5 inches in diameter. A 1-inch white lip defines the edge of the plate and runs along its full circumference. The slightly concave center of the plate contains a photolithograph depicting the whaling trade. Because the photolithograph is based on a woodcut engraving, the image appears in stark black and white, with detail emerging from crosshatching and shading. However, as light catches the plate, portions of the photolithograph reflect an opalescent sheen when viewed directly. At the center of the plate, six figures sit on a sailboat, laboring with backs arched. This single-sailed catboat occupies the focal point of the plate, with its hull resting 3 inches from the bottom edge of the plate, and its mast extending to the top of the photolithograph. A deep black ink forms a pool that casts the interior of the boat in shadows. Crisp, thin lines outline the bow and starboard side of the vessel. Horizontal shading arcs across the exterior of the sailboat, leaving the viewer with the impression that the harsh waves surrounding the boat crash against a wooden frame. The six figures residing on the boat sit in a line with the last figure standing at the bow of the ship, or facing downward to the water below. Each of these figures casts their head down, the heavy ink obscuring any features save for the faint outlines of thick coats, bucket hats, and oars in hand. Unfurled west, the sail of the boat catches wind, depicted with the shading of the cloth's gradual curvature. Framed by the steep curve of the sail, the flukes of a whale's tail erupt out of the sea in the plate's top left region. Resembling the tumultuous seafoam waves accosting the boat, fine line work details the waves that envelop and obscure the rest of the whale's body. At the top right region of the plate, a different ship is depicted receding into the horizon with two square-rigged masts. Slightly below this ship, resembling a brig, a thick horizontal black line contrasts with the lighter shading of the water to give the form of a whale's head. An arc of water spouts from the tip of the whale's head, the rest of its body hidden beneath the waves of the ocean. Resting along the curvature of the bottom of the plate, a menagerie of sailing equipment cradles the scene. From the left, a thick anchor shines with the gleam of metal as thin harpoons lay across its surface. Next, an entangled mass of rope and tackle snakes across the bottom of the plate, with the thick knots of rope looping around a system of pulleys, buoys, and rigging. Finally, at the right, two smaller black anchors bookend the design. On the reverse side of the plate, a descriptive statement about the whaling trade resides in the center. In big block lettering at the top, it reads "whaling." In a smaller paragraph of text below, it reads "the great whaling days of the past, with the fleets of whaling vessels pulling into Nantucket, Salem, in New Bedford, form one of the most important aspects of New England's growth. As early as 1712, Nantucket had embarked upon the whaling trade. By 1846, sperm whaling had reached its zenith, with many hundreds of ships bringing a rich cargo into the New England ports from Maine and Connecticut. Below this paragraph, in large block font, reads, New England Industries, from Wood Engravings by Claire Layton. And next to this line is a signature of the artist, Claire Layton.